Great. Okay, so let's get into this just very quickly. I'm going to ask you one specific kind of question today, which we're going to base whoever wants to come on and talk around. I think it's really important, definitely, to kind of put things into perspective. Going into quarter three, one of the things that I've spoken to a couple of people about is huge amounts of distraction with this time of year. So I want you to be super aware of the plans that you've created for quarter three. Make sure that they are going to fit in terms of everything that's going to be happening for the next kind of 6 weeks. So there's football, there's summer holidays, there's going back to school. There's lots and lots and lots of happening. And if you have a plan, if you completely consume yourself and go planning, I think a lot of you end up feeling like punching at some point. So as you go along, kind of make sure you are reviewing that plan week to week, okay? And reconnect with it and ask yourself, am I falling further away from the end goal, or am I actually on target, or am I above? And if you're falling behind, do something about it in terms of being proactive the following week. Going, right, I haven't had a great week this week, that's fine. Okay, what do I need to do next week to make it up? But if you keep ignoring it over the week, it's going to build up into a pile of overwhelm. And then you're going to feel frustrated, and then you're going to fall into the old victim mentality, feel sorry for yourself scenario. And I just want to, and that's relevant whether, for me, this is the busiest quarter personally for everybody, with summer holidays and everything else going on, us sort of coming out of lockdown, everyone needs to just go fucking wild. So just bear those things in mind, moving forward in terms of you progressing. Think about the external factors and you and your plans. Just enjoy the ride, guys. Like, enjoy the ride. When I put up a little thing yesterday and asked how I'm doing it first week, it's not in a great couple of weeks in the training class, but it's like, enjoy the ride. Don't let it to you. Like, I've got a video for you guys Monday that turns like I go about working out how much money's coming out of my account when and stuff. So it's like you need to know how much money's coming in, how much money's going out. The beauty of knowing how much money you need to earn a month, it tells you how much money you need to bring in from the business to be able to earn that. That then tells you how many clients you need, roughly, or thereabouts, obviously, with your different various of jobs and size of jobs. Yeah. So let's just say, for example, you need £2,000 a month to pay mortgage, pay all the bills, have enough money for you and a kit and everything, just for argument's sake. So if you were to take £2,000 out of your business probably would need to be earning, and let's say, what are your outgoings for your business, roughly?
With wages, vans, phones, internet, everything, it's about £7,500-£8,000 a month.
Okay, £7,500. So let's say you take £12,000 a month, for argument's sake. Okay, yeah. After tax, you pay yourself £2,000, and then you pay all your outgoings, and then you leave some cash flow in your business. Okay, yeah. If you paid yourself that much money, you now know how much you need to earn. So when you're looking at what, like, time and work and taking on all of that extra money, if you now have, like, what I would call a trigger to say, right, I don't really need this work today. I don't need this work today. So if they want the work, they'll wait a couple of weeks before I come in. Knowing how much you've got to earn is a great way of saying, right, yes, I can open up myself to more work because I need the money. Or actually, no, I don't need the money. I don't have to say yes to this.
Yeah. The problem is at the moment, because off the back of the COVID, there has a little, since sort of January, February, a bit of a deficit has appeared in the business. So, so I do need the money, basically. But it's self-pressure. I was thinking about that this week. It's self-pressure because it's not something I have to solve this year. It's something that I can chip away at over the coming years. But in my head, I saw all them orders and I was like, oh my God, I can turn all this round straight away. And it's almost like,
I get it. I'm the same. Like, if something doesn't go the way that I want it to go, or something's not going against my own expectations, like, I wouldn't say panic, but I go into a frantic. Sometimes I just go,
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just being an entrepreneur and a business owner. If things are not going the way that you expect them to go, that's when you start sort of like self-sabotaging, if you like. I called it in my mastermind meeting the other day, positive sabotage, because what I was doing, what I have planned to do for this quarter is do a year's worth of work in a quarter. That's just like my mentality. Like, so we've got other stuff and projects and things launching, so you just go straight into that. But the sacrifice to that, which is ridiculous, is time. But it's not forever. And that's, you know, and when you chat to your missus, you chat to some other people in the family, you go, right, listen, I'm gonna be working till like 5:30, 6 most nights now, just to get this done.
Yeah,
just to
that's get my mentality on the seasonal aspect to it. Yeah.
I get it. So I understand where you come from. But that has to, but you still have to make sure you're making time for the family, which you're doing because you're on holiday, right? You're away now.
Yeah, yeah. So I've caught myself. The big win has been, you know, time compared to previously, caught myself. Okay. I'd have done some of the things blindly all summer in the past. Yeah. Whereas, you know, within 4 or 5 weeks this time round, I've kind of thought, I've spotted the old patterns and I'm like, don't go there again.
Good.
So
that's what this training, like all the training you're doing in the mastermind, that's what it's all for. Like them, like you, some, I think for a lot of you, you don't realize like the benefits of being in here, like you do, but like it's those small micro things where you've caught yourself. That is progression in your, like, that's your mind being more conditioned, more self-aware of what's going on. Like, so I've just done the 5-day and a lot of the lads were so unconditioned. Like, do you know what I mean? They're struggling under the pressure of life and chaos of life, but they don't recognize it. And then you suddenly do this week. And when most of those lads will go straight back into next week, straight into the same way of thinking and acting. Whereas you can control it now.
Me and Dom were talking the other day. Me and Dom had a chat on the phone, sorting out July.
Mastermind friends.
Yeah, but we got talking. We were saying exactly that. We were saying that it is like, it's up to now. Me and Dom started at the same time, 6 months in and what have you. Someone's been putting the tools in the toolbox to now. It's me personally, this quarter is just about almost maturing in the mastermind.
It takes a year. Do you remember what I always said?
Yeah. And I've kind of pegged that. I feel like it was very, that first quarter, it was like that list of things you'd achieved, reached before or measured before.
Yeah.
It was like, because it was like, you look at it and you go, oh, I can do this, can do this, can do this. Then quarter two, I just set myself up to fail. I just put a hand because it was like boom, 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 all these things. I've realised though the pressure came, like say, started going backwards. So Q3 is just looking about. There's no in where it's time for over, but there's a lot of things that I don't like in Q3. It also go deep on the person and bringing of them. So it feels like a story that like just
thanks, mate.
Through it, I reckon you've made it look a lot easier than it is.
Well, yeah, I think I've had my game face on a lot more than you probably think.
Well done, mate.
It's easy, guys. It's easy. Welcome to the rise. Like, straight as soon as I get off, I'm like, fuck that. Fuck, straight to sleep on the beach. I actually fell asleep on the beach the other one. I did one on Friday. And even John Hammond noticed, he messaged me, he went, are you right? You're looking a little bit like gaunt, you're looking a little bit like exhausted. And I was like, I probably haven't slept all week. But it's all good.
You wouldn't be human, mate. Yeah. You wouldn't be human if you're thinking,
It's brilliant. Cool. Thanks for coming on, Wayne.
No probs. Take care, guys.
See you soon.
Bye.
Okay, right. Let's have a look. Andy.
Watch you.
All
congratulations, right. Mate.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, you do look knackered.
Damn right. I'm doing hypnotherapy treatment work as well. So once a week, she's going to come on and do a guest expert in August for you guys, but she works on your subconscious. So I'm doing all that and listening to her things to go to sleep. And it puts you in such a deep sleep as well.
That's right in my street these days. You're turning me drippy, you are. I've gone all bloody zen. I mean, seriously zen. It's good though.
It's really good. Like, I'm really fascinated. Like, I knew the girl. She used to come to my boot camp and we met for a coffee. She started talking to me and I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to, like, it's not for me. It's for you guys. I wanted her to come do a guest expert. And she was doing it. I go, wow, yeah, that really does make sense. She had won on, ironically, the morning of when Jamal went into labour. And I've never fight. She's like, put my brain to my frantic chip out. And I was like, super calm. Like, but it works. But it'd be interesting if you got this in Sean Pollard's
on. It's like you have a receipt, lad.
Yeah.
Potentially. That's really tricky, given you know where I'm at in my head at the minute. It's potential, I think, is probably a good word for it. There's so many options. There's so many avenues you can take, and it's so easy to shut doors. But when you start opening all those doors, that feeling that you've got so many different directions to move in. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky that my wife is, she's, I mean, I earn what I earn, which isn't bad, but she earns a lot more than I do. So I don't have the financial constraints that some, and she, you're asking Wayne about how much money you need to live on. I don't have to worry about that because she does all that. I leave her to it, more than happy to. So that allows me to explore lots of different things.
What makes you happy?
Potential.
Potential.
No, potential, yeah. Seriously, I know that sounds daft, okay. But the way I'm thinking these days is I'm looking forward and I'm living forward, and I'm finding that the possibilities are just by themselves are making me happy to the point where I feel like I'm glowing with happiness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could be thinking about this stuff, and I'm walking with the dogs, and just out of nowhere, I get this like intense feeling of happiness. I mean, seriously, happiness.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I sent you a message about when we were talking about flow state, that feeling where you just feel like you're almost gliding. You're off the ground and you're literally floating through that kind of.
Have you ever watched Finding Nemo? I don't know, like.
I've got two kids, mate. I've watched it probably about 4,000 times.
Do you remember the part where all the turtles are just flowing through that?
Yeah.
So to me, when I visualize flow, I visualize being in that flow that just takes you through, right? And then suddenly when you lose the flow, or you're out and you're just still. So in the flow, out of the flow. And that's how I visualize.
Yeah, and look at how happy them turtles are.
I know.
that's the point though, you know. And I said, if you think about that flow, you're not, you're literally not the same person as the person that started the run. You're just not.
You know.
Because all the world has just fallen away, and all you are literally that one person. And that from that moment, if you could capture that and live forward that way, imagine how happy you would be. And that's what I'm trying to do.
You're building up, you're living life. So what you're doing is what I would say is learning to live life on your terms. So,
oh God, yeah. And do you know what? Look, this week has been properly a tale of 2 hours. Gave me 2 hours. I've had an amazing week. A couple of days ago, we had some incredible news. My wife had some fantastic news. Literally, ever since then, the shit is just at the fan.
That's reality, right? But that is
some of it's caused by someone else. I'm probably gonna have to go to hospital today. I think I might have done my ACL, which is a bit of a problem, in a karate session last night, which is I'm sort of wobbling around like an idiot at the moment. But you know, even with that, I'm looking around me. I mean, there's nothing to be unhappy about, you know.
Do you think that we create our own happiness? I think people create their own unhappiness by the way that they think. So I think we manifest unhappiness, and I think we create problems that really, like, so when I see people saying, "Oh, it's not been a great week," I think it's the way that you perceive a problem. So for an ACL, are you going to die? Are you going to have your leg cut off? Is it just like it? Do you know what I mean? When we look at it, it's like, I'm not doing great because I hurt my ACL, but it's just like, oh, I just did my ACL. It's just like, whatever, let's just crack on with what we can. Because then I guess perspective comes in here, and I think to myself, well, let's look at somebody who went to Afghan, a couple of friends of mine, come back, lost their legs, scarred face, or blinded, or lost an arm. And then I think to myself, well, it's when we compare like, what I'm going through with that, really, it's nothing. And I think perspective, when it comes to creating or manifesting unhappiness, is a huge leverage to get us out of that unhappiness. It's like, put perspective on what's going on. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I think every reaction you have to something is based on the history of the reactions you've had with similar things in the past. And if you've been negative in the past, so my life has been a shitstorm, to be quite honest with you, up until about a year ago, and I started sorting myself out.
Yeah,
it's not been a happy, pleasant existence, if I'm being honest, from being a kid all the way through. So everything that I was reacting to was based on my historical reactions to it, and that comfort zone of reactions.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying, I'm trying to see things in isolation at the art. If you just graduate at the moment, exactly what I want to know, pay me, whatever. Talk to you, what we're there. In the room, somebody put this, not strong, which is the answer is, we've got to put it over there.
But Jack.
The most important bits for seeing people when I'm doing that. So playing with the boy is probably one of the things maybe they're the happiest, as well as spending time with my kid and family.
Right. How is your little one?
He's good. Things there aren't good. I'm basically embroiled in a visitation battle now. She's not letting me see him, so I'm having to apply to a court. So it's all getting determined, which is the last thing that I wanted, really. So I'm just trying to stay positive, stay centered, not in the nicest way in the world, not think about it too much.
Okay.
You get that, because you know, the more you think about that sort of thing, the more tough it is, and just sort of put on.
Become. Cool. All right, that's a good plan.
I guess it's been a long time.
Have some form of structure where you go in like Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and then stay at home Tuesday, Thursday, or vice versa?
Yeah, I think that's what I need to do. One of the things with the quarter three planning I've been looking at is really micromanaging my own routine. And I think I probably need to do that, work out. I think I'll probably avoid the Mondays and the Fridays maybe to have those longer weekends, but I might well focus on Tuesday, Wednesday in the office or something like that. And equally, if I can work with my mate and in his office once a week, then that means I could probably do a twilight golf session as well with him. So I think you're right. Just fix a routine on going in office regularly. I think that will probably be a boost to me.
Yeah. Sounds good. Anything else for this quarter? You're coming down for the master meet, aren't you?
I am, yeah, looking forward to that. That'd be good. Good crack. Up for a good few, if you can arrange that the day before.
Yeah, so I'll put a message out on Monday for you guys to message John for those definitely coming, so I can book a certain amount of teas.
Yeah, I think the main for me, which I've got to really focus on, is my university master degree is kind of drawing to a conclusion, and I think that is going to finish around about September time.
Okay.
And I was looking in my quarter three plan, realizing that I haven't put enough focus on that in there, and it's suddenly come upon me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that will be my main focus, because that has absolutely got to be done. So that will be my main quarter three focus.
Okay, that sounds good. Just keep your chin up. If everything comes to an end at some point, you borrow out of time and things that we just have to get over. You know what I mean? There's always, I think, something cool, whether it's going through, whether it's something else, or something else. You're like, you know, Michael is saying, so your body is somehow gunned up in the corner and paying himself out. And that's why I'm that there. And it comes on that. It reminds us, building the structure, consistently reinforce it. Just the next step is trying to implement a new structure.
We've done 3 pages next year, so we've got to get that down. Why is it? Because it's been, we've got some different things, not complete.
Yeah, it's important.
I
love it. So we'll be coming with all the pictures of me with my medals on and my fucking bearings.
Yeah. I have a British Marine. Yeah.
So there's a story for you. When we got back from Afghan, I went to New York, and me and three lads went over to go and meet four US Marines that we met in Afghan, and we stayed in contact, friends with, and they took us out for a night. And mate, they just go out wearing the US Marine stuff, and like,
yeah,
we was taught never to expose yourself, don't go out wearing the stuff, and they're out there bouncers, like we was in the queue, and so the bouncer, you know, when they walk up and down the line, they go,
yeah,
you got veterans, and it's like, yeah, and then he was in the UK, he goes, the woman commands the bouncer, you guys are Marine, oh, fuck yeah, easy.
I can